Yishalmi Bracha Staf Chav Zayin. Gemara continues with discussion of Kavan on Shmoneh Esrei. Gemara says, Rabbi Yishmael, the bottom of Chavav and Mebez, Yishmael by Rabbi Yitzhak, B'Shem Rav Chuna, Lo Yamad Odom Yispal Min Tarpeh B'Yadah. A person should not stand and daven and have coins in his hand. Again, the Haredim, Per Shredim says even prutos, even the smallest amount of coin, it's not a question of value, but even anything at all, we're afraid that you may come to daven and you're going to be thinking about focusing on not dropping them, and therefore dropping the coins, and therefore you will not have kavanah properly. So therefore you can, you can't daven with your matbeah in your hand. The lesson of the Pnei Moshe, Shatara Madbeya Shlitipil Miyada, Vini Ochol Kavin. And we ought to have proper kavana because you're going to be thinking about not dropping it. And the Gemara discusses in Bavle also a number of different things as well that are considered Dava Chashuv that you're not allowed to hold in your hand, even for protection purposes, because you won't be able to come to the Miskavin properly. Says the Gemara, the Lefon of Aser, if it's in front of you, if it's put down in front of you, you know, it's not in your hand, but it's put down in front of you. That's usher, because again, you're going to be focusing on the coin and be distracted by it. But achara muta. But if it's behind you, where you're not going to focus, you can't see it. It's not in front of you. Therefore, you'd be allowed to do. Again, here you see the lashon is that the Rashi and Bavli that the Haredim brings down. She can't properly focus on tefillah. You're afraid that you're afraid that you're going to fall out of your hand and you're going to drop it. So that's where the fun of it, where you're going to be focused and looking on it is no good. But behind you, it's going to be okay. Says the Gemara. Of Yasa, Hayatsarin, Betafsin, Biyado. Of Yasa, the Gemara says, what he did is he used to tie it together, tie the money together, but Tofsim Yadav and hold it in his hand. So he kept it in his hand, but rather than holding it in his hand, he tied it together in a bundle, like in a cloth around his hand, so it'll be protected, but he wouldn't have to focus on it, because then Nifli would be able to daven properly. So the Pnei Moshe explains, so Yitzhar Nisyash V'Daito, Einu Chayvesh Shalot Yiblu. You're not afraid you're going to fall, but it's going to drop. It's going to fall because it's tied in his hand. In such a case, even in your hand, Rav Yassa says you're able to do it. The Gemara says, Olamidas Adin, and the Chayre, the same thing applies, the same kind of halacha about protecting the money that's tied in your hand. Agav, once we're talking about that, even though we're talking about tefillah, kavanah, and tefillah, we're going to sidetrack for a few moments and come back to it. And the Gemara discussed this halacha about tying money in your hand. So the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. The Torah said you should, if you bundle up the money in your hand, so as long as it's in your hand. What does that mean, it's in your hand? It means that it's a, you have to watch money. You're bringing up money to Yerushalayim from Ma'aseh Sheni. So you put it onto coins, because you can't schlep up the fruit all the way, your food up to Yerushalayim. So you put it onto a coin, and you take that coin up to Yerushalayim, and from there you buy food, and that's what your mind is changing. Sata kesef itzarto kesef yadecha, lata lamokam ha-shehiv ha-shem ha-lakecha. So there the Gemara says, the question is, you can't lose the money. The money belongs to Meiser. It's Meiser Sheni money. And therefore, we have to make sure that you protect it. So tie it in your hand is a good protection. That be considered that it's not going to fall, and if you're carrying up someone else's money, so again, but that's also a way to be considered. You're tying your hand, you do what you can to do to protect it, and therefore you always be able to watch it because it's tied in your hand, but you don't be afraid it's going to fall. But there it's in front of you. This is the proper way of the bringing up money to Yerushalayim, that you don't want to make sure that you don't have any problem with it. In Yenad Din, says the Pnei Moshe, Imafkimos Biyad Kaveiro, Hekas Nag. It's talking about the din of Pikadon of money. This is the proper way to do it as well. Tie it in your hands, that it wouldn't come out. that it wouldn't fall. So this is the Gemara just sidetracked that this is the proper way to take money from place to place and guarantee that it doesn't fall, as the Gemara indicates in Masechet Bava Metzia. Says the Gemara, Maisa, Yosef, first of all, Yosef, over Nahari, the Bev Chanan, Ahila Kasne Ben, Yosef, Bar Avram, Paskin this way for his son-in-law, Rav Hillel, that this is the proper way to tie the money, to protect the money. So the Gemara Maisa, Chiske, Rav Yaakov, Bar Akwa, Bar Yosef, Machad Esa, Rav Chiske, Rav Yaakov, Bar Abbasin, together in a certain place. Harikavi, Rav Yaakov, Bar Akwa, Pritin. Rav Yaakov had some coins in his hand that he was holding on to. Asiyani Tzilusa came to try to daven. And he knew that he couldn't have it, keep it in his hand, because you're not allowed to daven with coins in your hand, because you're not Nisyash of Daito on it, as we explained. So what did he do? So Mar says, when it came out to Tzilusa, came to try to daven, Mar says, he gave it to produce to Rav Chizkia. What did Rav Chizkia do with the coins? What did he do with this money? And it was in a place, obviously, just the two of them. There was no one else around. They do it, so you have to be able to with this type of what Chizkio did. So, what did he do? Chizkio took it. He took one part of his belt that he had. Mar says the shvisam v'aduk. And so, what happens? First, he went ahead and he tied it around the belt that he had. He tied it the material together, two ends, to make it into like a pouch that we were able to keep the money in. It was a narrow belt, and this is the way he was able to go ahead by tying the ends together to try to make it some type of a pouch that the money would be able to stay in there. And this way he'd be able to dive in, and the money would be protected, and the money that belonged to Yaakov Bar Acha would be protected. However, after he tied it together, Mar says, Shuritam Narak, it became unloosened, Biyarak, and the money spilled out, the produce fell out. And it fell out, it was obviously in a Sada, it says, and therefore they were not able to retrieve it. So Mar says, you lost the money was lost. So later when they realized, Yaakov Abba realized that he lost the money, was gone. So Amalei said to him, Chizkio, Mar says, Mabiyotcha, what were you able to do? In other words, there are different ways to read this. The Haredim has three different ways to read this Gemara. But the Willi read the Pashtus, the one way he reads, the first way, the second shot of the Haredim, as well as the way the Pnei Moshe says, that it was that he felt bad. The Chizkio felt bad that it was on his watch, that because he was holding on to the money and it got lost, that he's responsible. So Rabbi Yaakov is telling him, no, it's not Yaakov Bachakov saying, no, it's not yours. Rabbi Yadecha, what were you able to do? You put in your hand, you did the best you could do, and you did what Allah tells you to do. Therefore, there's no responsibility on your part to have to reimburse me. This is Ptolemy must feel better that that you're able to, that this was something that just happened and that you're not responsible. But he saw that he was so upset that the money was lost. So I'm like, Altinsa, don't worry, depart out, it's an honest, and you don't worry about it, it's not my responsibility where the money is going to come from to pay the honors. The honor, it was the money that you lost, but it's my responsibility, and I will have to pay it. Okay. Vaita. This is the way the Gemara had to, we're going to go back to the sugya of the halacha of being able to miskam properly in Kriya Shema and Shema and Tefillah. We sidetracked a little bit to this halacha, the Chosh Mishpat halacha of how a person is supposed to protect his money and also protect the money that you bring up to Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara like this. The Gemara says that we had before the Gemara that talked about that when you think Shema, you're carrying things on your back, even if it's for a cabin, you're able to daven. So the Gemara wants to ask a shaila. I'm Reb Chanina. Af mishahaya meimav shal ksefa. We learn in the price, even the people who are carrying waters on their shoulder, raise a korah shema b'yismisbal. You can go ahead and read Shema and daven. Now, what are we talking about? Waters. What waters are we talking about? So again, the Mefarshim explain here. Haredim has two from Shatim, but the mechatas, the water of the mechatas that you bring. That you use to purify those who were tomei mace, and you had to bring it up to the Mokum Abayis, and they would to transport it, and they would carry it, they would carry it out, they would carry it on the shoulders. this water that it would be used, that's considered kadosh, that you have to protect, you have to watch. You can't leave this water unattended, because then it would be considered as if it became tameh, and it's no good, because you have to be, you can't be masir das from it. So make sure it doesn't become tameh. So here, since the halacha, you can go ahead, and therefore we don't want you to become tameh, the water to become tameh, you're allowed to carry, have it on you, and then kodesh ma l'sval, and reach ma, and davin, even with this thing that you're carrying this water. And you're not being masir das from it, that's considered as if it's one time, and therefore you're able to go ahead. You're doing nothing else in the middle to take away your kavana. Therefore, the question is, what does that mean? As far as who's going to get it. So the Gemara says that the halacha kodesh ma mispalel, you have to go do that. We're not afraid you're not going to be miskaven, you're going to be able to focus properly enough. We don't consider that the water will be considered enu shom. We see that it must be, obviously, that would come out that kriya shma tefillah don't need kavana. Why? Because since the halacha is you're concentrating on the water, that it shouldn't become tamei, so mela, you can't be mekavan anything else. So how are you allowed to go ahead? How can Kanina say Kareh Shema V'Mispah? You can say Shema and you could daven. Obviously, you don't need Kavanah for any of them. That's why you're able to do so, because he's busy focusing on the Maya. So the Gemara says that the Kashisa Kumei Pinchas. I asked this question, excuse me, in front of our Pinchas. But if you tell me Kareh Shema, and it's your Kavanah, even if you say Kareh Shema, there's not any Kavanah, we already had before, a few days ago, that tefillah is rachameh. And rachameh, you need to have kavanah. So even if it's krishma, you don't have to have kavanah, you have to have kavanah for tefillah. So how could we say you're going to carry this mayim, all the way to Yerushalayim, but the warrior has to be keeping masir dasma, has to be makam mayim kadoshim. It's mayim, special mayim, going to be used for a dover natira. So how are you allowed to? So if I says you don't need kavanah, otherwise it would be, what's the pshat? Why should you be allowed to do it? Why are we afraid you're going to be miskaven incorrectly? So when some of Yosef Kumaisa, he says, I went ahead and I explained the price as follows. I was Makayim the price. I didn't change the price. Kivin Rabbi Yaakov, that would, said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Hagiyuch, that we first learned, you reached to, the halakha that you came to, the halakha that you taught, is what? It says, Sof Malekas HaMayim. At the end of the Mayim is the Mayim, which means, in other words, the halacha of keeping Kavanah on Mayim, this Mayim of this, that's the Mayim being used to mix the Mei Paro, to be able to get the Eifra Paro, Matayer to Mayim, is only Sof Malekas HaMayim. Once it's mixed together, that's when you have to go ahead and watch it to make sure you're not Masiyat Das from it, to make sure that you don't lose sight of it. And therefore, you would not be able to be able to Kriya Shema, right? So Gemara says, but since we're talking about a case where it's the it's after it's soaked in Lekas Mayim, there's no real halacha. We deem it that you have to watch it at this point, make sure that it become tameh. We do that to Rabbanah, we do so. But Shneina Machaver Debetara, because it doesn't require Midaraisa to be shown, to be kept clean, to be Shama. I had a look of Mayim, you have to have it shamar, you have to protect it. That's only up until the time that it's mixed together. Once it's mixed together with the ashes, it's not complete. Now there's no din, no chi of daraisa of lishmeris, but Kodesh said you have to watch it. You can watch it up to a point, and then the rest you could, up to that point, and then the rest you can go ahead and you can just without focusing on it. You don't have to have, you can see a thas from it. You can have other kavanas. So therefore you're allowed to say krishma, and I was doing this because we're talking about this type of mayim. This type of mayim is you are taka chayiv if you would carry, if you would change, if you would move, if the not masiyak dasim in the first part. Once you are the soap melekas hamayim, therefore the look is you don't have to masiyak dasim. Therefore you're allowed to daven and say krishma with this. So this is the way the Pnei Moshe learns the Gemara. But the as I mentioned, the Charedim has two or three different pshatim. It changes the tzur of the dav of the mashak of Atariya. But we're going to remain with it. It's very interesting to see if you could see it if you have time. But we're going to leave it with one of the pshatim. It's one side of the Charedim, and also the Pei Moshe to explain the Gemara the way we just did. Okay, says the Mishnah. I The chassan is part of Kriyas Shema until Moti Shabbos. What does that mean? Because they would get married. It says Besula Nisa B'Yom Revi. First Mishnah Daf Ba'alafin Daf Beis and Ksuvas. It says that a Besula gets married on Wednesday in order to be able to if there's a Tainus Besulim, to be able to go ahead and make up the Bezdin on Monday and Thursday. But since we say that that's when people get married, so you have, it says the nights of Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, including Shabbos. Halacha would be Harbalelo. So Shoshi Yomim, since he's Torah b'Machshava, says the promotion, since he's Torah in the Machshavas HaMitzvah, we say that it's considered a proper focus, and a person won't be able to makaven properly in Kriyas Shema. So you put them in Kriyas Shema until after Shabbos night. First night, you putter to do so. And we're afraid some of you, and the Moshe adds on what the Gemara says in Masechas Brachos, but if we lost over the mitzvah, they are busy with the mitzvah, and the mitzvah, and therefore we're concerned that you won't be able to mechavim, you know you won't be able to mechavim properly, so therefore we say that the you put the Kriyas Shema im lo yosa ma'aseh, of course if you did not have the ma'aseh be yet, that's when we say Torida b'mitzvah, and therefore you are a potter. You're a potter for that Kriyas Shema during that period of time. Says the Gemara. Says Kli the Mishnah. Once my son Gamliel, so he came to the cover of the Rishon. He was married. He got married, and he said Kriyas Shema. The Tamid of Basturim said Kriyas Shema the first night of marriage. I think Bracha says my son. I think when Tamidim came, they hid under the marital bed to listen to be knowing how the Rebbe was knowing. And he said, well, this is not the proper way to do it. But what was his shita? He went and was getting remarried, and on the first night he read Kriyas Shema. So I put it for the first 4 days. So what does it mean he read Kriyas Shema? He violated an halacha. The Gemara says, no, that the we consider it in a situation where the reason why he was able to go do so because he was makbir ba'atzmo. Let's see the Mishnah. What are you doing? He's saying Kriyas Shema. Didn't you teach us Shechasim part? The Chasim is part of Kriyas Shema. So Malami said to them, I'm not going to listen to you to go ahead and cause me to be not to be Mevatel mitzvahs, to take away from me the mitzvah of Malchus, recognizing Malchus Shemayim. So when I say I'm a few shot, even one time. In other words, but the look is that since we really you Torah, same idea, you Torah Kriyas Shema, therefore you're putter from saying Kriyas Shema. But a Gamliel said, even though he told his Talmidim this, he himself was Machbal Asmo, that to have one night where he wasn't Makabal Makos Shemayim would be difficult for him to do so, and therefore he reinstituted to say Kriyas Shema not only for the first 3 nights, but you putter for the period of time that you need to finish what you're doing. We must talk about if you're learning, you finish the learning, you finish the Seder. You have this opportune time now to once it says the halakha is that we postpone it, then we're allowed to go ahead and do other things. We're not afraid that it's going to be Masiyah Glas from us until, you know, you say Kriyas Shema. That we're not concerned about. Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer ben Antigos b'shem Rabbi Lezer ben Rabbi Yana, said that he said, the halacha would be the chayra, zosa merish, and muta ala b'lila b'tchila b'shabbos. So we learn out from the Mishnah, aside halacha, you ought to have b'lila b'tchila b'shabbos, even though you're making chabura, and it could be going, potentially going down, but it's, if maybe we should wait till after. Not to do it on Shabbos. The Shabbos we're afraid you're going to go ahead and there'll be cause a hezek, cause a break the dam besulim, and therefore you will be able to be over an iser. You know, potentially over an iser of causing another person to bleed. So b'meila that would be considered maybe aser. So therefore we have kamash malon that we see you're allowed to see the fact that we say you're allowed to do that. We include that you're allowed. We're not afraid of masiyak das on because of Kriyas Shema. We give it that extra day. So the chareh that mut to live over chilul Shabbos. That come that day should really be the day that we say that you're allowed to be bol Shabbos, even though you can be making a kabura on Shabbos, which is a malacha, that's aser. Halacha, we still say you're allowed to do it. Where do we see? In fact, it said that you have an extra 4 nights in order to be able to be pater from Kriya Shema. So clearly from there, we see the Kari, if that's the case, you put in Kriya Shema, that means you would be obligated otherwise. Why should you be obligated? You have a situation where it's where she can't travel, where she Utumanakeh's situation was where they no other opportunity. This is the only opportunity where they can get married now, and this is where the situation will be where there shall have to be bull for Shabbos. So when it says I'm goes to a case of tifta b'almana, no, we're not talking about a case of woman has no other opportunity. Talking about almana, and almana there's no kabura. Therefore, for that person, you may be torah b'yoso, but you don't have to be concerned about that it'll be dam, because that's already taken care of. And therefore, the Gemara says you have no raya. Maybe I'll tell you, you have no raya really from there, from Shabbos. The halacha is that you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. You're not afraid of Bila. Who said so? I'll tell you really, tifta b'yishmanet shereinus will occur. Maybe in a chamek case, you're not allowed to make a kabur. We're talking about a case that we're not choshish for that, like a person may in Ireland, a second marriage. So therefore, if in such a case, she's an almana. She was married before. Not a virgin. There's no dam, going to be no dam. There's no dam, therefore, that's the case why we say you're allowed to do so. And therefore, this would answer the problem. You want to bring a raya to do so. It's no raya. Maybe the case took an almana, and therefore, it's no raya. But maybe in Ekonami, a basula, which will cause dam basulum to potentially break, and of course, to be mochi dam, maybe in Ekonami, that is considered aser. Break the Gemara can't be terrible. It can't be the pshat. Oh, it's in Arba Lelos. We learned in the Brisa, ready for at 4 nights. 4 nights means it's the Mimma Arab Lelos Balmana. So you can say that they're 4 nights by an Almana. They're waiting to give it even till 4 nights. Why should we do that? Why should we give it 4 nights? An Almana gets married usually Balel Chamishi on Thursday night. And then you have over Shabbos. So right away you're going to say the same thing you're concerned about. The Gemara says it can't be. So the Gemara says it must be that there's no particular, what we're saying now is that the halacha by almana is that you can be boiled, but that can't be the case of the Mishnah. This is a mashma case from 4 nights. 4 nights is a mashma case of someone who didn't get married in the level of commission, not a psula, not almana, but someone who's a psula. Okay, that would be the case over there as well, and therefore you can get married. And the Mar says even on Shabbos, we're not afraid of making any type of kabura because she's there is no more vaginal walls to cause the dam, but she's an almana, she was married earlier, and therefore that would be the case we're talking about, and therefore it would be no raya. Maybe that would be the halacha, and therefore there's no raya that you could do so on Shabbos. So the Gemara, I'm Rav Yaakov Banan. The Gemara says, Kashisa Kamei Rav Yossi. I asked the following question in front of Rav Yossi, whether you're allowed to do it or not. Mabe in Eskara, Shoka Kavzakal Menegoris. He said, Lachar, it should be no different than the case of a person wants to drink he wants to go ahead and be able to bring shofar. And then at the end, Mar says, you go ahead and you're allowed to go ahead and eat fix from it. If you're allowed to go ahead and eat fix from it, so we see that if you're allowed to go ahead for something that broke, you can still go ahead and eat from it. So the Chayra, the Chiddush, you can go ahead that you're allowed to go ahead and break it down basulim. If you could break a kli, you could surely go ahead and break it down basulim. And the Chayra, what's the Chiddush? The Mish is telling Allah that you can believe that you're part of Krishma, even Dalai Lelos, the Chayra's Pashit, should be no different than over there. The Allah is by Shavu Chavis. That if that's Mutter, then this is Mutter, this is surely Mutter. So the Gemara says, no, Amalei, my umabib by basri. Most of the mission would have said after with Mafashi's Kavanas of the Kli, but Kanshim's Kavanas of Kabailov, including making the Bailovs, and then therefore, Kamisha and Skavanas, like you want to make a Kli. And since that's not what he meant to say, but Lamaisa, he's telling you that it would apply you can apply the Mishnah and the Brisa, I should say. That since Lamaisi, you're not making Kavana to make a Kli, it's Kamisha Eino Miskavanasa's Kli, making it to a Kli. Therefore, the Gemara says in such a case, all doing together, therefore we allow Halacha is on Shabbos, we allow you to go ahead and do so even on Shabbos. We're not concerned about that there are other days as well that you can put it off, but you have it on that time there, we consider it. If Mandok making a kli, surely this would be considered something that we'd be permitted to do. We're going to stop over here.